Coach Belichick and the guys upstairs. I'm glad this is done with and very happy.
Are you surprised that it came together kind of so quickly after training camp started?
I don't know. I wasn't involved. I was at practice, so I just got the call when it was done, and I was happy about it.
Did you have any idea the other day when you talked to us?
No, I had no idea that anything was happening.
Is it pretty much what you were hoping for, looking for in terms of, you know, the long term and the years and security?
I'm happy with it. I'm ecstatic. It doesn't feel real yet, so I don't know how to take it yet. But I'm very happy to be here and moving forward. I just hopefully we'd have a good season, and hopefully I could help this team win games for the next 6 years if I make it that long. I don't know. We'll save it. They were putting in field turf. Made a little donation to my good friend Pat Hill out there and helped those guys out. Yeah. Well, it's down in the O-line corner, so that's a good spot for it. I think they did that because I stepped up to the plate and helped them out, so they were trying to show me some appreciation for it.
Does it almost feel like a weight has been lifted? Just kind of getting it out. Are you happy you just don't have to deal with that anymore?
Yeah, that's one of the things. Like I said, it still doesn't sink in yet. You know, that's what guys, they always hope to get to this point. And then I think when you get there, it takes a little while for it to set in. So I'm still at a little bit of a loss of words about it, but I'm sure eventually I'll have some better to give you.
At the same time, Logan, is there a part of you that almost doesn't want to have it sink in just because you don't want to, not that you'd ever get complacent, but you don't even want that thought to even enter?
Yeah, that was, that's one of the things I told my wife. I was like, now I got to make sure I earn it, so I don't want to be one of those guys that shows up to collect his check and or one of those guys that gets hurt every year, so hopefully I can stay healthy and give my best effort.
Does it change anything for you in terms of leadership? I mean, you're now clearly one of the pillars around here. You, Brady, Will Fork are the long-term guys. Does it change anything as a leader?
I don't know. I think guys follow me already by my work ethic, how hard I work, and they see the hours that I'm here. So I think that part takes care of itself. I don't know. Maybe someday I'll have to speak up a little bit more. I don't know. When that time comes, we'll find out.
Did you get any sense that there was a moment where, like, it just shifted? You know what I mean? Like, the thing had been going on for so long, and then it just turned. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. Stuff just falls into place sometimes.
Dante treat you any differently now that you get all that money?
No, Dante. He's you know, I think a lot of people probably take Dante for granted. He's a in my opinion, the best O-line coach in the league, and I'm glad I get to play with him for a while longer. He works the dog out of us, but we're always in great shape during games, so we really appreciate his work.
You going to buy him a present?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far. I don't even have time to go shopping right now. So.
Thanks, Logan.
Yeah,
thank you.